Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we have had a great week with Bill Reeser. He is the founder of Encounter, where hope can be found. And we've been talking about prayer this week. And I know a lot of people like me may have been a follower of Jesus for 2 months or for 20 years, and yet you're like, I just want to grow in my prayer life. And if you missed our first two programs, I want to encourage you to check those 14-minute programs out on our website. You can find it easily at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. But Bill, I know people have been listening, are like, oh man, this Encounter thing, I want to, what is this, man? I love this teaching. I love what Bill's sharing and helping me learn this week. Share about Encounter, Bill, and what it is and when you do it, and just give our listeners some background on that, please.
So Encounter is an awesome ministry to help broken and hurting people overcome life's adversities so they can discover the free, devoted life to Jesus Christ. Who's broken? Who's hurting? Well, that would be the world. We're all broken. We're all hurting. Many of us walk around with unresolved hurts for years, and unresolved hurts lead to dysfunction in our lives, bad coping mechanisms, insecurities, fears, big strongholds in our lives. Sometimes they lead to addictions. Not all of them do, but many of them do, because hurts don't go away. Many of us believe the lies that time will make things better, but time doesn't make things better, because unresolved hurts grow inside of us like an emotional cancer. Mm-hmm. So all of us are born into brokenness. All of us, we live in a broken world. Nothing works right. I mean, have you turned on the news lately? I mean, government doesn't work right. The weather doesn't work right. Our bodies don't work right. Relationships don't work right. And by the way, the two root causes of anything that will ever go wrong in your lifetime are your broken relationships with God and your broken relationships with other people. You get those two things fixed, you're going to have a really good life. Mm-hmm. And so Encounter is a ministry that is a discipleship, recovery, evangelism community that leads people down a biblical pathway of wholeness and healing so that we can live that devoted life to Jesus Christ and be free, because if we're not living the free, devoted life to Jesus Christ, we're living underneath our privilege as a child of the King. So we help people overcome anything, and it truly is a ministry for anyone and everyone that wants to be all that God's called them to be. It gives people hope. It's a ministry where hope can be found. That's sort of it sort of intersects what we do in your radio show, which is a great radio show that's reaching thousands of people across the country, and I'm so grateful to be on the show. When we built Encounter, we built it on the premise of 12 anchors of hope that we teach year round. We also put together a 12-week Bible study that we take people through, where they can have an encounter with God through the Holy Spirit, where the Holy Spirit will get to the root of all their deepest issues and heal them from the root, from the inside out. Most ministries deal with symptoms and specific issues. Well, what I found is most of us have more than one or two issues. We have multiple issues that the Holy Spirit wants to work on, that the Holy Spirit wants to rip out of our lives and heal us and set us free. And so this is a study, this is a ministry, this is a place where hope can be found, where the Holy Spirit will heal us at the root core issues of our lives and set us free and keep us and sustain us on a discipleship pathway where we can be all that God's called us to be. So when we take people through the study, I know you wanted me to talk about the study a little bit and getting back to prayer. Prayer is one of the big things that we focus on. We teach people how to pray. It's my job to teach people. If I can teach someone how to pray more effectively, how to pray God's word more effectively, how to take their thoughts captive, how to pray God's promises, how do I know which promises are for me? How do I pray those promises to come true in my life? These are all the things that we teach people how to do. How do I win the spiritual battles in my life? How do I take my thoughts captive? How do I pray God's word over my life? So one of the things that we've done in the study, it's just what I've learned to do over the past two decades. When I read God's word, I'm a simple guy. I pray simple prayers. I don't become a different person when I start praying. I just say, Lord, here I am.
So you're not like, you know, getting in a closet and, you know, the lights are out, you're down on your knees. I mean, I think that's one of the lies the enemy tells people. They hear people like you speak, Bill, or me doing Hope Is Here, and just think, well, man, you know, you're more spiritual than I am or whatever. And I just think the enemy lies to people and makes it so complicated. And yet it's just, yeah. I love what you're saying there, man. Just keep it simple, right?
Yeah, just keep it simple. If you can scream, you can pray. If you can cry, you can pray. If you can yell, you can pray. You can talk, you can pray. And God expects us to just, the way we talk is the way that we should pray. Now, there's a level of reverence. Know that when we're praying, we're praying to a holy God, but we don't have to turn into an 18th century, you know, Shakespearean expert on you know, as far as speaking in a whole different tone and language, you know, before a holy God. God wants us to kneel in our hearts just as he wants us to kneel in our tone.
Well, that's one of the things I love. One of the lessons that you teach there at Counter, and I attended one of those, and you'd really be blessed by it. I want to encourage you to check out that, and if you want to find out more about that, Bill, what's the easiest way for them to find out about Encounter? What should people do?
Well, they can go to thehopeencounter.org. That's a great resource. Or they can just go to we meet every Monday night at Church of the Savior. The service starts at 6:30 at 1301 Brandon Road. That's what I do. I encourage people to come on out. And just experience it. We live stream our services on our Church of the Savior Facebook page, facebook.com/Church of the Savior. And those services are being live streamed every Monday night at 6:30. It's a great night of worship, great night of teaching. We break out into groups. There's great fellowship. And it's just a bunch of people not only getting well, but living the free, devoted life to Jesus Christ. It's just a great group of people that are really walking free, and miracles are happening every week. It's amazing to see. I love it, and I live so that people can find freedom and a relationship through Jesus Christ. And I love to see people's lives get turned around. So it's just an amazing ministry that God's given us, and we want to invite. And you don't need an appointment. You don't need to sign up. You just need to show up.
To show up.
But notice I kept on saying a little phrase in there. The question is, do you really want to get well? And that's what I always ask people. That's our first anchor. Do you really want to? I have to make the decision to get well. And as we teach through these anchors, I have to make the decision to get well. I have to stop playing God. That's when we want to run our lives without the help of a loving God who loves us despite us. I have to believe that God's love and hope can restore, that God's love and hope can restore hope and healing. I've got to surrender my life to Christ's will and understand what he did for me so that I can live the crucified life of Christ. I've got to realize who I am in Christ. I've got to let the Holy Spirit make my past my past. I've got to get on a discipleship pathway and be transformed by the renewing of my mind and just be all that God's called me to be. I got to close my accounts with other people by forgiving them, and I've got to make God's word the authority over my life. I got to develop a prayer life so that I can grow my relationship with the Father. I got to put on God's armor every day. I got to take my thoughts captive every day, and I got to trust in the power of the Holy Spirit, and I have to live out and share this hope that I now have. I just gave the entire curriculum of Encounter. Those are the 12 anchors of hope, as fast as I can summarize them.
It's great. Because you hear the passion, and like I said, I went and attended one of the programs on Monday night, 6:30, Church of the Savior on Brandon Road. If you're like, where is that? Just go out Harrodsburg Road, right, you take a left there, or you can go Nicholasville Road, turn right there at the Cracker Barrel and go that way. It's easy to find, beautiful church, and it's a great environment. But back on prayer, you talk about, you have this method you share with people, and a lot of people hear the KISS method, you know, and talk about keeping it simple, stupid, and that's not it, so people don't have to worry about that. But I love the thing, you acknowledge one of those, the K, simply kneeling before God. So talk a little bit about that, Viv.
Well, this is how I start my day with God every day. It's just, I kiss God. And the K stands for kneel before God. And I just kneel before God. If I can physically kneel before God, now I've had 6 knee operations, so physically kneeling is hard for me, but I kneel to God in my heart. And I just open up my heart to him. And I just, okay, here I am, God. And I just adore him. I just give him his rightful place in my life. I praise him, because that's a really just a great way to start praying to God. Is just opening up with praise and adoration and acknowledging him for who he is. And it not only reminds we don't do it to remind him. We do it to remind us. God knows who he is.
Yes.
But when we see ourselves praising him for who he is and starting our day in our prayer like that, okay, just kneeling before him and just praising him, he says, enter into my courts with praise and thanksgiving. That's just a great way to start our prayer life. Most people think that's just for worship. Well, worship isn't just about singing songs. Worship is how we live our lives, okay? And so that's why Paul says in Romans 12, 1 and 2, in light of God's mercy, in view of God's mercy, offer your body a living sacrifice before God as your spiritual act of worship. And so worship is not just something we sing. Worship is something we do. And so worship is how we present our lives before God. And that's what the K is. I kneel before God.
All right, letter I, invite God into your day.
I invite him into my day. I said, Lord, I want to invite you into my day. Here's what's going on today. I've got this meeting here. I've got this going on here. And I want to invite you to be the Lord of my day. I want to invite you to be the victor of the outcome of all my circumstances. I want to invite you to bless my day. I want to invite you to redirect me. I'm going to make plans today, but I'm going to give you permission to order my steps today. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make plans. I'm going to give you permission to change my mind today on whatever I got going on today. If I'm going to say something, you make me say something different. If you want, if I'm going to do something, you make me do something different, because I want to submit to what you want me to do, because you know better than I do.
it's good, people. You know, the Lord's Prayer says, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." But I find sometimes I get guilty of my will being done on earth and, you know, hopefully in heaven. And so I think that's what you're saying there with invite God into your day. The letter S, self-evaluation.
That's where I just go to God and just say, Lord, here's what I've done good. Here's what I've done bad. And I just thank you for your grace and power. And here's where I've blown it. Here's where I need your grace and forgiveness. And because 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm not ashamed to tell your viewers that I need that scripture all the time. And that scripture is not for unbelievers, people outside the church. That scripture is for people in the church. And so I need that, because I still fail. I still fall short. There's things that I do that I shouldn't do. There's things that I should have done that I should have done. I should have made a phone call to someone that asked for help. I should have got back to a person that was pleading for help. And I don't get to everyone. You know, sometimes in ministry, you can use the excuse, well, I'm too busy. Mm. You know, God's got me doing this. You know, I've got to do a bunch of shows for Greg today. I don't have time to make that phone call to pray for that someone that's really struggling. Mm-hmm. But God will redirect me back to that person. So the S is just self-evaluation. I thank God for what he's doing in my life. And I sort of do a mini inventory every day. Mm. And I said, Holy Spirit, is there something I'm not mentioning? Is there something that you want to point out to me? And so if I start my day by kneeling before God, invite him into my day, and then I go into a little self-evaluation, that leaves another S. That's my supplication. That's my list. Now I can pray for things. Mm-hmm. Now I've got my prayer list. Now I got here, Lord, here are the things I need. You know, the Bible says you have not because you ask not. You know, I don't want that epitaph to be on my tombstone. You know, I had this dream one time that I got to heaven and I saw this room, and God opened up this door to this room, and it was filled with presents. And I said, what is that? He said, those are the things you never asked me for.
I hate to cut you off. It's been great, but we're out of time. But stay with us. Bill Reeser is going to be with us again tomorrow, and we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. I'm Greg Horn. This is Hope Is Here.